Welcome to the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Reverend Judith Ann Glass. For over 40 years, the prophetic ministry of Brother and Sister Glass have gone around the world bringing the living Word of God to multiply thousands of people. Get ready to receive a fresh message of faith and hope that will bring you into new dimensions of the love of God. You can be that overcomer God has called you to be as you behold Him, the Unveiled Christ, in all of His matchless glory. Listen now to the whole Word for the whole man to the whole world, ministered in the power and anointing of God's Holy Spirit.
You don't have any problem that a miracle from God can't solve. Greetings, radio family. This is Sister Glass, and again I greet you in the marvelous name and matchless name of our Lord Jesus Christ. We have so much to thank God for, don't we? We are blessed, even in the midst of maybe trials and battles you might be going through. You have to thank God for the blessings that you do have. And you know, one of my deepest treasures and one of my greatest blessings is the friendship of my spiritual family, the UCM partners. There's a bond that God has placed between us in my heart that it's really, truly one of the joys of my life. And I find so much delight in making the broadcasts and in personally answering letters. Only the Lord knows. It's His calling. It's His anointing. And I just thank the Lord for it, because it's the two great things which have enabled me to keep going on when at times in years past everything looked so hopeless, when things were really dark, has been God's strength and the friendship and support of the UCM family. And I just praise our wonderful Savior, our Counselor, our Prince of Peace, our Redeemer, our Deliverer, for all of His blessings and all of His keeping power. And I've just been asking the Lord, I spend much time in praying as I pray over the letters and answer them, but also as I go about my day, the Lord will bring, you know, a letter that I read and had been praying for. The Lord will bring those needs back, and I've been renewing my vow to God to pray for my spiritual family as I've never prayed before. We've had some wonderful answers to prayer come in. I just thank the Lord for some of the answers to prayer, the testimonies that are coming in. And in spite of the tremendous attacks that this ministry has gone through over the years, and many of my spiritual family, the UCM partners, we've overcome. We're still standing. I believe with everything in me that we're living in the extreme latter days of this present age. And in the early days when the church was tried, we find it purified itself. And I believe that same thing is taking place today. Judgment begins at the house of the Lord. God's working in His church. He's purifying it. But let me tell you, what this means is very simple, that we who are His children must stand not only with the Lord, but also with one another. We bear one another's burdens and so fulfill the law of Christ. That's what the Word of God said. Your burdens must be mine and vice versa. We had better pray for one another and believe God and trust in Him as never before. And as I pray for UCM partners, as you write in and I take your request to the Lord in prayer before the throne of grace, praying for your needs, praying for those requests, I'm assured by the veracity and authority of His Word that He will hear our joint prayers and send answers. In Matthew 24:12, Jesus said, "And because iniquity shall abound, the love of many shall wax cold. And let no man deceive you by any means, for that day shall not come, except there come a falling away first, and that man of sin be revealed, the son of perdition." That's 2 Thessalonians 2:3. Haggai 2:7 states, "And I will shake all nations, and the desire of all nations shall come, and I will fill this house." He's talking about the house not made with hands, the spiritual house, the body of Christ. "I will fill this house with glory, saith the Lord of hosts." And the prophet was looking beyond this present age to the time of the end of the world. We are living in evil and perilous times. And as we look at the book of Isaiah in the 8th chapter, we find the Lord gave a message to that prophet in a time of great national distress. We find a message in that 8th chapter of guidance and comfort to all who were in similar circumstances. Judah was in distress because Syria and Israel had formed a conspiracy against them. Many in Judah were also distressed and disloyal to the house of David, and in secret sympathy with the enemies of their country. And in verse 6, we find them rejecting the gently flowing waters of Shiloh and rejoicing in the glory of a heathen king. To which party should the prophet ally himself? This problem is with the church today. There's a confederacy against the church, against the body of Christ, organized enemies who want to destroy the gospel, the church, and Christianity. Satan is working strongly against the body of Christ, doing all he can to destroy faith and faithfulness. There are many in the church today who are refusing the waters of Shiloh. What does that mean? The gospel, the good news of the kingdom. They prefer the broad, turbulent waters of entertainment and worldly pleasures and politics. But God, thank the Lord, gave the remedy. Isaiah said, "The Lord spoke to me with his strong hand upon me, warning me not to follow the way of the people." That's verse 11. Judah had lost sight of God and of their relationship to him. And as a result, they were seeking to associate themselves with a prosperous and pagan kingdom. And that's symptomatic of what we see a lot of happening today. The church today is having to choose whether she will separate herself unto God or form a league with the aggressive forces of darkness. Isaiah was told not to, and I'm quoting, "call conspiracy everything that these people call conspiracy. Do not fear what they fear and do not dread it," end quote. "Don't fall into their manner or spirit of war." Working is what God was saying. Don't be terrified at their numbers, at their organization, neither be afraid of their proposals and propaganda. So how do we translate in simple language? Well, we don't have to fear what the devil said he's going to do or his lies. Through Jesus, we are more than conquerors. God said that they would be broken in pieces. Beloved, the attack of the enemy against you will be broken in pieces. And we need those who are willing to stand up for God and be unwilling to join the confederacy of disobedient and rebellious ones who desire to see the work of God and the children of God suffer. The powers of darkness would destroy us if they could. But the good news is, if we refuse to compromise, as many unfortunately have done, we will not only be victorious, but we will prosper mightily in the things of God. Verse 13 tells us, "The Lord Almighty is the one you are to regard as holy. He is the one you are to fear. He is the one you are to dread, and he will be a sanctuary." Praise God. That word sanctuary means, in part, a place of refuge or protection. God said he will be a sanctuary to us, and he will put and strike fear and dread to the hearts of the enemy of his people. Isaiah said, and we must declare those same words, "I will put my trust in him." Hallelujah. Today, are you putting your trust in him? As you listen to the newscast today, there's nothing but bad news, you know, expected famines and food shortages and oil shortages and, you know, global warming and all these things that the newscasters pronounce, the doom and the gloom of the reality of today's world. But God has good news for those who will hearken to his voice. You know, I just feel to speak to, there may be more than one person, but someone is just really struggling with guilt. And 1 John 1:9 says, "If we confess our sins, he's just and faithful to forgive us our sins and to cleanse us from all unrighteousness." The Lord is just and faithful, and he will not only forgive our sins, but cleanse us from all unrighteousness. And there's some listening to me because of guilt. Your life has had no joy, no peace. There's no sense of refreshing. And you're just weary with the heaviness of that guilt. But you don't need to stand and be condemned and defeated. The Lord wanted you to hear this broadcast today because He wants you to know there's cleansing, there's forgiveness, and there's renewing. And not, you know, you don't have to repeat your confession of failure over and over and over again. The Lord wants you to come to Him and just pour out your heart before Him. Confess your faults, name your sin, acknowledge that you've done wrong, and then accept His forgiveness. Look to the Lord as the lover of your soul, as a friend who sticks closer than a brother, as a father who loves to bless his child, and from His hand, by faith, receive the assurance that when you confess your sins, they've been blotted out. Your failures have been removed. Your wrongdoing has been eradicated. He's promised in His word that He'll put all of your sins behind His back. And when He puts sins behind His back, it's not as our back. You know, he's everywhere present. He sees everything and hears everything. He knows everything. He fills the heaven and earth with His presence. But what does it mean when He says that? It means His back is mercy. And when you've confessed your sins to Him, in His mercy, He removes them out of His sight. In His mercy, He remembers them no more, and He doesn't remind you about them. That's only the devil that does that. Once you've confessed your sins to the Lord, they're blotted out. You don't need to remember them, even as the Lord doesn't remember them. He's forgiven you, and He's cleansed you, and you'll walk in newness of life and newness of joy, and there'll be a song in your heart and in your spirit. You won't be downtrodden and accusing yourself with guilt and condemnation. There is therefore now no condemnation to those who are in Christ Jesus, Romans 8:1 declares. And you'll be made free by the truth of the word, by that precious cleansing which is given to those who confess their sins. They're cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. Even as we end this broadcast, do that now. Come to the Lord and receive His forgiveness and cleansing in Jesus' name. Praise God. Well, the announcer is going to give you our mailing address. I look forward to receiving your letter. Until next week, may God bless you, and may God's best forever be yours is my...
Well, this has been the Unveiled Christ to the World broadcast with Sister Glass. Thank you for spending time with us. We pray it's been a time of ministry and encouragement for you. If you would like to write to Sister Glass, there are a couple of ways you can do so. You can write and address your envelope to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho. 83606 is the zip code, or visit our website, unveiledchrist.org, and drop Sister Glass an email. Again, write to Post Office Box 577, Caldwell, Idaho, 83606, or send her an email through our website, unveiledchrist.org. And please remember that your prayers and tax-deductible support allow this ministry to continue on this station. Until next time, God bless.